You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
The business of pharmacy would do better to understand that success is about delivering better health to our patients. For this reason, all pharmacy organizations should develop a persistent spirit of servant leadership and leverage intelligent technology to maximize better outcomes. This is the RX Safe podcast series, brought to you by the Pharmacy Podcast Network. RX Safe has unwavering core values, which guide everything they do every day. They believe in the importance of people above all other aspects of business and aspire to ensure their customers are 100% satisfied. This podcast series is about challenging conventional wisdom, upending the status quo, and developing technology that will define the future of the pharmacy industry. This is the RX Safe podcast series. Learn more at rxsafe.com/podcasts.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, this is the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast, Todd Urey, another episode, part of the RX Safe podcast series. We're so excited to have RX Safe coming into the new year with us, 2020. This is a promising time for pharmacists with many things taking place, including PBM reform, which we have a podcast series out about PBM reform. And all you have to do is Google PBM reform podcast. It'll come right up. But today, we have a very special guest, someone I'm extremely proud of what they've done with technology and adherence. We have Gada Zuhair Abukwik on with us, who is also an RX Safe customer and award winner for adherence at the NCPA Annual Convention 2019 in October 2019. Welcome, Gada, to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thank you. It's my privilege. Thank you. It's my honor being today with you.
So, Gada, you are the owner of CureMed Pharmacy in Clifton, New Jersey, and the recipient of the NCPA Innovation Center's Outstanding Adherence Practitioner Award, which is an honor, but we are excited to have you on today's podcast episode. And this is not only about technology, this is ultimately about the patient. So before I get into some of my questions about your leadership in pharmacy, could you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Gada Zuhair Abukwik. I'm a clinical pharmacist and a business owner and a CEO of a two-wheel non-organizations. We opened the CureMed Pharmacy in 2019. A CureMed Pharmacy, it's an enhanced clinical pharmacy. We do compounding, diabetic education, travel clinic, specialty medication, and other retail medication, other retail at our pharmacy. I had received my bachelor degree in pharmacy in 1997. I began my journey internationally, working in different managerial pharmacy positions in Dubai hospitals. Then I moved to New York in 2000. I worked as a technician and intern in different independent community pharmacies. We moved to New Jersey, and I worked in different independent retail pharmacies. Being a pharmacist, isn't it the only thing that I really like in my business? Being a pharmacist, isn't it the only thing that we are doing? I'm a mother of six kids. A home life like this allows me to understand the importance of family, not only to the working environment, but also to the society around me. For this reason, we promote and arrange community gatherings to educate the younger and older generations. Those lectures and workshops include drug abuse, smoking cessation, diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, weight loss, name a few. This is what we are doing at CureMed Pharmacy.
Gada, this reminds me of the heart of independent community pharmacy, because you're more than a pharmacy. You're actually this community health destination where your patients are coming to you, your customers are coming to you, obviously for healthcare needs, but you're doing other things to educate your community about things that are extremely dangerous, like opioid usage disorder and how that's really affected our entire country. I'm very impressed that you have enrolled over 400 patients in a MedSync program to really keep them adherent, which is really part of your commitment to better health. But why did you become a pharmacy in the first place? Why did you become a pharmacist? What was it about the pharmacist role that attracted you to healthcare?
That's a great question, Todd. I've been born and raised in Dubai. My dad has a clinical building. His clinic was in the second floor. He was a gynecologist. And our pharmacy was in the first floor. I used to play around, get candies, clean the pharmacy. The setting 30, 40 years ago was way different than nowadays. My dream, I wanted to help my dad being the pharmacist of our pharmacy. And I believe that was the reason mainly why I entered the pharmacy.
That is special. I have a very unique role that I made up on my own, being the very first podcast dedicated to the profession of pharmacy in 2009. But what I didn't realize is I was being watched by my daughters. I have a 10-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old daughter. And the 10-year-old constantly comes to the studio with me, and she's been featured on the Pharmacy Podcast twice because she has a desire to do something with her father too. So hearing that from you is very special.
Thank you.
So what do you think is the reason that patients get involved in some therapy, meet with their physician, identify a problem, and then don't stay adherent on their medications? What is the barrier to getting patients to understand the severity and the seriousness of staying adherent?
There are so many obstacles, and that's really a great question. There's so many obstacles. One of them is the knowledge. And I'm going to talk actually about the accreditation and how it's going to affect the knowledge of the pharmacist and how this knowledge going to make the patient understand about the medication in a different way and how they're going to become accredited and how also the technology going to have a role in that. Being accredited helps determine if the institution meets or exceeds minimum standards of quality. Being a pharmacy that is accredited means that the pharmacy is operating by standards and guidelines. It's a non-validation for the CureMed pharmacy specifically to operate with knowledge and excellence to serve patients and customers to better health outcomes and wellness. When the pharmacist, especially the clinical pharmacist, understand that they have to go through those standards and protocol, they know how they're going to talk to their patient in a different way. The mid-synchronization, which we're going to talk hopefully about later on, going to have a big role as well. Calling the patients every month and home visiting the patients as well, adding another piece in this puzzle. Making sure that the patient is taking the medication in the compliance package will reduce all the vials and the brown bag, which usually you will find the patient have. All these obstacles are there, and this is what we see with the patients around us. So we are working with our community, with our patients, to reduce all these things and making sure that the patient is, I'm not going to say 100%, I'm going to say 99% adherent to the protocol which the doctor prescribed and would like him to be on.
So this is the third straight year that an RxSafe customer has won the Innovation Center's Adherence Award. The other two winners, I interviewed Benjamin McNabb, with Love Oak Pharmacy in 2018. He's been on the show a couple times. And then Andrew Finney with Perkin Drugs in 2017. I'm really excited to see that the pharmacy owners, including yourself, Gada, you all have a passion for your patients, for your customers. It comes from within inside you. It's not like you wake up every morning and have to force yourself to be passionate about patients' health. We all are human, so we all have aches and pains, and we might feel sick that day, or we might not be in the mood, or we might be a little bit depressed. But regardless, there's something driving us. And the way that I feel about pharmacists and supporting you through my publication is exactly the way that you feel about promoting your patient's health within healthcare. And you just mentioned synchronization and how important that is and what game changer that's been. So tell us more about medication synchronization.
Yeah, the synchronization, the mid-sync, is when the pharmacist coordinates the refill of medication so the patient can pick them up all on one single day each month. So sync gives the pharmacist the power to consult patients to align their adherence with their goals and to provide specific professional knowledge. Because our pharmacy functions with respect to standards and guidelines, honestly, accreditation is one of the most important, powerful tools at our pharmacy. And I wish and I hope all the pharmacies will have in the soon future this kind of diabetic accredited knowledge. So being a pharmacy, because the pharmacy functions with respect to standards and guidelines, our team is capable of providing a comprehensive medication reconciliation on a monthly basis. Checking medication on a monthly basis by a clinical pharmacist will help in deducting any complications or risks to the patient's health, including diabetes, blood pressure, name a few. This reassessment process is a key point in adherence. And this was one of our services to which we were granted the award.
I find it very interesting. There are stories that have been told about CureMed and what you're doing in New Jersey. And one of those stories that I heard from Bill Holmes was that you actually have decreased the medications that your patients taking that are diabetic and their blood pressure medications because of what you've done in counseling and what you've done to help that patient. Tell us more about what you did for your patients and how that worked.
Sure. The NCPA Adherence Award, this was honestly a kind of a team effort and a teamwork. When they checked our paperwork, our numbers, our statistics, it was in this way. Our total adherence is 80.75%. Sync program, it went up from 0 to 424. The compliance packaging and the blister packaging, it is right now around 53%. The supplement program, and it is one of the very powerful, important tools for the patients, is 91%. Hospitalization rate with our patient is 2.3%. Considering the diabetes education, we give education, it's a kind of a package, education package. It's called the Diabetes Education Package for all our diabetic patients. So it's 100%. The weight loss program, all our diabetic patients went through this diabetes education, and our numbers were 78.4%. They lost 5 to 10% of their weight. So 78.4 of our patients lost from 5 to 10%. The A1C levels went down, and the percentage in our pharmacy and our patient was 52.3% drop in A1C levels. So this kind of standard and infrastructure protocol, again, help the big numbers on the scale to drop and raise positively. So when the competition committee took into consideration all these numbers, that we are so proud to present.
So non-adherence is estimated to cost our healthcare system in the United States between $100 and $300 billion. More importantly, and which is a disaster for our healthcare system, non-adherence also can cause up to about 125,000 deaths per year. Your statistics are on the other side of that, which is amazing that you're doing such great things for your community. But what's even better is that you're teaching the future. Because of your educational programs, you're teaching the children and you're teaching their parents, which is going to affect the seniors in their lives, as well as people that are dealing with some chronic disease, to understand adherence and understand if they trust their pharmacist, that they can actually help to titrate off of medications completely. So I applaud you for that, Gada. That's really amazing.
Thank you.
So what else, what are your goals for 2020 as an independent community pharmacy?
I would love for the awareness to spread that diabetes is a fast spreading disease. 33.9% of our population are diabetic patients. It's very dramatic and consistent complication. It's non-controllable to some degree. It attacks all ages. In my opinion, I wish, I hope, all pharmacists should be accredited to practice in the field of diabetes. The knowledge we have encountered as accredited diabetic center has raised the bar of service we provide. Knowledge is very powerful weapon. And that's for, I know that if we receive the right education to treat diabetes as healthcare providers, we will change the view of diabetes as a disease. Even though we are not paid for all of our diabetes education services, knowing that we have the right knowledge to take care of those who suffer from this disease will help them do better. I believe better screening of the population that we serve will make us understand the key to treat them. Be leaders in technology in our profession. The pharmacy industry is shifting by the second. In every conference I attend, I discover new inventions to aid providers and consumers in the journey of better adherence. We hold our expectations high. We see the future of pharmacy very bright in terms of technology. As you mentioned, it's 2020. We achieved robots to run in our pharmacies. We own two at CureMed. The role of pharmacy for the future of diabetic care is dependent to find the balance to the traditional care and the wave of technology. We need to keep that human touch and personal care with our patient. We need to stay in touch with our human sense to serve our community with love and compassion.
That is very warm of you to say and welcoming. It's great to hear this from such a leader as yourself who has been made an example of community pharmacy. Our public needs to understand the importance of medication adherence, but they need to trust someone first. And obviously, your patients trust you very much. I love the quote from NCPA President Bill Osborne, where he says, the CureMed pharmacy team takes a multifaceted approach to improve adherence in patient health and leaving no stone unturned. And that's exactly what you're doing, Gada. I really appreciate you being part of the RX Safe podcast series. We are excited about what they're doing with the Rapid Pack RX in the adherent strip packager. I want the listeners to hear this interview. Please share this interview, the passion of Gada and her team at CuraMed. If you have any questions about the Rapid Pack adherence planning, reaching patients, I want you to reach out to the RxSafe team at rxsafe.com. Abuku, I want to understand also, if there is a pharmacy owner listening to this podcast, how can they reach? Can we put your contact information in our show notes?
Anyone, please, you're more than welcome to come and to ask. And we are here to help and support pharmacists, owners, technicians, anyone.
We were talking with Gada Zuhair Abukawik, who is a champion of pharmacy in her patients and her community. Thank you so much, Gada, for being part of this RX podcast series, RX Safe podcast series. And you, to the listener, thank you so much for listening. Please spread the word.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, RX Safe, for all the great things that you are doing for us. Without you, we wouldn't be today the way we are. Thank you.
Thank you, Gada.
Thank you for listening to the RX Safe podcast series. Machine learning, intelligent technologies, and artificial intelligence is part of our global healthcare services future. Be sure to visit our website and schedule a time to talk with one of our pharmacy business consultants about the RX Safe technologies talked about on today's podcast episode. Visit us at rxsafe.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.